Sure. My bio basically is that I spent 37 years in the workforce, most of it working with entrepreneurs and with prospective entrepreneurs, reviewing their business plans, helping them to get started, helping them to find customers and money if they needed it. And when they ran into trouble, helping them to try and figure out what it was that was going wrong.
Yeah.
And as a result of all of that, I learned that there was certain qualities that differentiated those companies from the companies that were really doing well and were where the employees were happy all the time were different in some important ways from most of the entrepreneurs. And the myth of entrepreneurship is that it is hard work, high stress, hard on your marriage if you're an entrepreneur and so on.
Yeah.
To some extent that's true, but these companies that I called natural enterprises were the ones that had these things that they'd done a little bit differently. So I studied them, and then I went on to study some other companies as well, and I found these qualities, primary of which was that they had somehow or other found the sweet spot. They had found that work that they were meant to do. And they had done so in connection with the right partners, and they had done their market research before they started. So that's where the book came from. I actually wrote the book after I left Ernst & Young, and I was nearing retirement, and before I forgot all of the things that I had learned, I decided I wanted to write them down and capture those practices, and I was pleased that Chelsea Green chose to publish the book. So I retired in 2010. Big changes in my life then. I retired. I moved from Ontario, from the Toronto area, out to the Bowen Island where I live now, and I also separated from my ex-wife at that time. So big changes in the beginning of 2010. Living by myself for the first time in 30 years was a big change. So since I retired, I've basically been working on various volunteer projects that are connected to but not directly related to the work in the book.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. And, thanks to have... It's nice to have a bit of a perspective where it's coming from. And as I said, like maybe you... just before we started the call, you also explained a bit where you live and... so can you maybe say a bit, like, we see like the beautiful house there in the back. Is that also, does it also have something to do with your philosophy, with your lifestyle now?
To some extent, my philosophy is that I love to be in beautiful places. And this was when I first set eyes on Bowen Island, which is, it's a 20-minute ferry ride from West Vancouver. Okay. So it's close to the big city when I want to be in the city. But it's also another world. It's when you take the ferry across, you just feel your whole, everything is relaxing, and you enter, you get onto this island, and it's quite remote. And I live up on the top of a hill, the only house on the hill, all by myself, and I have this incredible panorama of ocean and mountains in the background. And it really is a wonderful place to work and to live and to think about what I want to do next.
Yeah. Great. So, what we have been doing is discussing some questions. So maybe we just let's get into that.
Sure.
If you don't mind. So we will continue with that.